It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Bartlesville falling to Broken Arrow on Tuesday, 70-48. Coach Stewart, you guys have been dealing with some injuries. Look like you got a few guys healthy, although you're still a little bit banged up. Had your regular starting lineup back against the Tigers, but Broken Arrow, number one team in the state for a reason, and they certainly played pretty sharp on Tuesday in a 22-point win.
Yeah, they did, and you know, I thought we let them get comfortable in the first quarter. You know, I think they, you know, had some open mid-range jump shots, and obviously got to the rim off in transition. And so, once you get that, you know, the rim looks a little bit bigger and a little bit wider, and then they're able to step out and make some shots from the outside. So, I talked to our guys about our defense philosophy, and we did a better job of playing with toughness and contesting shots, especially, inside the arc. So inside the arc and inside the paint, being able to contest and being able to rebound the basketball better.
You guys, I mentioned kind of at the outset there, both Andrew and Tayo were back in the starting lineup for the first time in about a week and a half or so. And I know that these games don't particularly matter, wins and losses down the stretch for playoff seedings and stuff, because that was set a couple of weeks ago. But I would guess it's kind of nice to get the core five or six back on the floor together for a couple games heading into the postseason.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's the biggest reason why, even in the fourth quarter, we're down quite a bit. I left those guys out there to, try to find a rhythm. I think it's going to be important, heading into Union, and then also, into Stillwater next week. Those guys got to gel together and got to get back to playing some good basketball. And so, it's just nice having Tayo back. He can score the ball for us, which is good. I think Andrew, didn't shoot it very well on Tuesday night. Hopefully he can shoot it better moving forward. We need both those guys to produce for us, on the offensive end for us to have a chance to win games.
Yeah, despite the 22-point loss, I thought there were some positives, especially at the end. Andrew, I think, knocked down two of his three-pointers in the fourth quarter, and then Jalen finally got a few three-pointers to go down in the second half as well. I don't think overall his percentage wasn't great, but it seemed like both those guys kind of shot the ball better at the tail end of that ball game on Tuesday than they had the last week or two, and hopefully that'll kind of get them off the schneid and shooting the basketball better going into tonight's ball game against Union.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. It's amazing. And maybe towards the end of the game, there's maybe not as much pressure, and so we'll shoot the ball with a little more confidence. I don't know, but it's been a while since we started off a game and made some shots early. I think earlier in the season, we were doing that, Shane pushing the basketball and then finding guys and, guys stepping up and making shots early in the game in the first quarter, being ready to shoot the ball with confidence and being ready to play with confidence just overall in general. It was really big for us. So hopefully we can try to do that against Union and, like I said, heading into next week.
We can get to the Redskins in a moment. The one other thing I wanted to bring up about the Broken Arrow ball game on Tuesday, there was a span with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter where you guys had cut the lead to 11. They had had it up to 16 at one point. You'd gotten it back down to 11, and you held Broken Arrow scoreless for about three and a half minutes there, from about the four-minute mark until less than 1 minute to play in the third quarter. You had several possessions on offense, some three balls in the air that would have cut that lead down to 8, but just couldn't get anything to go down. All of a sudden, Broken Arrow hit a 3 and then got a last-second tip in at the buzzer, and the lead was back up to 16 going into the fourth quarter, and it felt like that was kind of a really big sequence in the ball game.
Yeah, it really was. Like I said, we had some chances there. A couple shots didn't fall. There's a couple times where the ball bounced off the rim. We're there to rebound it. We mistimed our jump, and they kind of got in, and they got to take advantage of the opportunity, especially when you're playing against Broken Arrow, the number one team in the state, and with their talent and firepower, they can get on you in a hurry. And so if you give them any type of sliver to the rim, they're going to take it and get there and score it at the rim. You know, if you give them open shots, they can knock them down pretty quickly, and then they push the ball very hard. So even when you score, you have to be able to sprint back and protect the paint. And so, you know, when you have those opportunities where they're missing a few shots, if you don't take advantage of it, you know they have a run that's going to be coming pretty soon. So you have to take advantage of it.
Union tonight beat you guys 74-54 back in the UMAC. That was in early January. In fact, that was the game after Broken Arrow in this kind of two-game stretch after the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational. Seems like a ball game that if you guys play well, you can probably compete in a little bit better at home tonight, and obviously important to kind of play well going into the postseason before you get Stillwater on Friday next week.
Yeah, and it's interesting how, you know, this year we have Union and BA both twice, and they're both back to back. I don't know how that happens, but you know, I think it's a game that, like I said, we do have to play well. We have to guard. You know, we can't let them get into 70 or 80, you know, points. You know, we have to keep it to, you know, 50-60 points, and which gives us a chance to compete and gives us a chance to win the basketball game. And you know, obviously it'll be senior night, and so with Jake and Andrew and Abby, you know, it'll be their last home game, you know, in the Bruinfeld House, and so you know, hope that they you know, play well, and you hope that our younger guys, you know, show up and play for the seniors, you know, and so it's a chance to go out and you know, kind of get back on the right track and you know, do some good things as we're heading into, you know, regionals next week.
Jake Bilger, senior, I think he's made 11 of his last 14 threes. It's something along that line. So he's really shooting the basketball better. And I saw him after the ball game on Tuesday, and I told him he might try to heave it a couple more times on senior night, see if it goes in.
Yeah, he is shooting it well. And we ran an early play for him against BA, and he knocked down a shot in the corner. It's interesting because, you know, I was talking to the coaches, and we're talking about, you know, Jake needs to shoot the ball more. We talked to him about being more aggressive, but I also think that's, you know, one of the reasons why he's shooting it well is he takes good shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, he takes shots that are open. He's in rhythm. You know, he doesn't force things, and so that's just, you know, obviously being a starter for 3 years, and even his freshman year, you know, we moved him up at the end of the year to play JV, and just kind of understanding, you know, his capabilities and things. And so he's taking good shots for us, and he's also a guy that can impact the game without scoring the ball, which really helps us. It's because he plays hard and is around the ball, trying to rebound the ball offensively for us. And we'll need, you know, some of that and more, you know, except against Union. And then, you know, obviously next week, you know, last time we played Stillwater, he had 14 points, you know, and I think 10 or so of those were in the first half, and then he came out and really was aggressive for us. So we need him to be aggressive at all times, and need him to play his game, and I'm hopefully we'll see that.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart once again at a senior night tonight at Bruin Fieldhouse against Union for those three guys, Jake Bilger, Andrew Gronigan, and Abby Iapin, and it's the final tune-up before Stillwater in regionals at Broken Arrow a week from today. Coach Stewart, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.